Kiss 98.5, it's Janet Snyder and Nicholas Pickles. December 6th, we welcome Bryce Vine to Buffalo, New York. What's it like when you hear your song on the radio?
Honestly, it throws me off every time because I keep thinking that it's like my own Spotify or something like that, like doing a radio, and it takes me at least 5 seconds before I realize, oh, wait, someone else is playing it.
Can you tell us the backstory of Drew Barrymore?
I really just went into this song trying to write something like a romance song that didn't involve somebody's looks. And I had all the verses right, and I had made the beat, and then I couldn't find out. Like, I couldn't find that one last thing to, like, bring it all together. So I went back into my phone, and I found a voice note from years ago that had the little idea for Drew Barrymore in there. And I was like, oh, that kind of works with what I'm trying to say. So I just put it in there, and then I showed everybody, and they were like, yeah, we think this is really good.
Well, really good is an understatement, and we can't wait for you to perform at a Kissmas Bash album carnival out in 2019. How about that?
Yep. I love that you already know this already. I've been writing, like, I think the best songs I've written, so I got a couple more tricks up my sleeve.
When you think about how you want this album experience to be, do you see them starting with the first cut and going all the way to the end? Like, how do you want that person to experience your album?
You know, I think, like, a lot of it has to do with just it feeling like a full body of work. And I go back on albums that people do listen to all the way through, like Thriller and, you know, like One by the Beatles and so many of these albums that, like, you could just play on repeat. They feel like a body of work. There's something after each song to kind of keep it interesting. I even want to put, like, little skit things in or little fun moments, you know, that, like, I have a voicemail actually from a very prominent celebrity that's, like, the coolest voicemail I've ever been left that I'm just going to put in between some of the songs and scatter it through the album, stuff like that.
That's sick. I love that. I can't wait for you to do that.
I'm really excited, man. I think it's going to be special. I won't let it not be special. Like, it's important to me.
Let's talk about your musical roots. You went to Berklee.
Yeah, it was the only school I ever wanted to go to. Like, I mean, I was in a punk band in high school, and then I heard about this music school that you could go to just do contemporary music. And all through high school, the teachers had always been catching me writing in class and be like, oh, you're not going to get into college if you don't do your thing. And then it turned out that writing music is exactly what got me into school.
Who are some of the people you became friends with, and what did they become?
Oh, man, that's a good list. So my producer, who I still work with, I met at Berklee, Sir Nolan, who went on to, I mean, he did Good For You by Selena Gomez. He did Jealous by Nick Jonas. I mean, he's a genius in his own right, and he's one of my best friends. So we just have this rapport now. And then my DJ, I met at Berklee. My manager went to Berklee. My drummer went to Berklee. And John Ryan, who's, like, an incredible writer, he wrote, like, a lot of the One Direction hits. He used to, like, come over and hang out, and we would, like, just mess around writing songs. It was you never really realized it was going to be such an all-star crew.
What will you say you're most thankful for at Thanksgiving this year?
This year, this whole year, changed my life. I mean, I started this year as an independent artist, just still trying to write music and put it out to the world. And then I got signed, and then I got a gold record all in the same year. It's hard not to look back and be like, yeah, okay, this was a special one. I mean, I can afford to get my parents and my family, like, Christmas gifts this year.
So, Bryce, you have this huge hit, Drew Barrymore. Has the actress Drew Barrymore reached out to you? Have you talked to her? She seems like she'd be really cool with it.
Yeah, she seems that way, doesn't she? No, she didn't.
Really?
No, I never heard from her. I was actually surprised by that because I used her as an example of, like, a kind of girl, you know, like a really, like, the sweet, sincere, like, kind of badass, just like exactly the kind of person I want to hail in music. And I used her as an example, and I never heard anything from her. I was kind of disappointed.
What's your show going to be like at Kissmas Bash? We're so excited for you.
My DJ does play trumpet, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
How are you? Well, I'm trying to think of, like, I love the trumpet. It's a great instrument, but I'm just trying to think of how you're going to work that into your set.
I guess you're going to have to see.
Perfect. What do you love about your fans? Because they're really into you.
They're wonderful people. All of them. No matter what they've gone through and the stories that I've heard and the problems they have in life or the upbringings, they all have this, like, drive to be good and nice and like, and friendly and open with you. They knew exactly how to talk to me to make me understand what the music meant to them. They're just really great, and they're respectful of me, and they never, like, they always defend me if anybody online tries to, like, come at me or anything. I mean, I really lucked out in the fan base.
On the phone this morning with Kissmas Bash artist Bryce Vine joining us on stage December 6th at KeyBank Center. Bryce, I got to tell you, your fashion, your style is so incredible.
Oh, wow.
When I look at how you put things together, I'm like, wow, that's super cool, and I would have never been able to do that. It's a gift.
Oh, wow. That's a huge compliment. Thanks, especially considering it has not always been that way. Like, I was always like the kind of geeky kid in school that would, like, try something, and people would be like, what the hell are you doing? Like, I was definitely, like, when I was, like, 15 years old, mm-hmm. I was definitely the only black kid wearing tight jeans. You know what I mean? And it was like, wait, what are you doing? One of my friends I knew, like, wear a fedora, and they were like, okay, don't do that anymore. And so I've always been used to, like, trying things out or seeing something and how it works and then, like, totally getting rejected. I just like to throw things together that are comfortable but kind of fun. Someone called me a black Lenny Kravitz Ace Ventura, and I thought that was pretty accurate.
A black Lenny Kravitz Ace Ventura. That is a compliment of all compliments, Bryce.
I'll take it, yeah. I mean, there's worse things you could say, so I'm fine with that.
Have you been to Buffalo before? Is this your first time?
Oh, hell yeah, I've been. Yeah, I have family in Buffalo.
You have family in Buffalo?
Yeah, I mean, I did. Uh-huh. I don't anymore now, but oh, okay. I did have family in Buffalo. My whole family's from New York and Jersey, so I come from those people.
But the cool side of your family was from Buffalo, New York, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Well, we can't wait to have you on stage. I really, really wish you all the best with this new album. I think it's going to be something special.
I do, too. Thank you so much for actually asking such a dumb question.
Of course. We like to talk to our artists on Kiss 98.5. I can't wait to see you December 6th. Thanks for the time.
Oh, thank you.
Bryce Vine on Kiss 98.5.